Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Joined now by our buddy Christopher Martell at @KMartell_sports. He has spent the last 48 to 50 hours completely dissecting the Preds' penalty kill and all their special teams play with a special dissertation on, of course, the Preds' power play. He will present that now in depth. Thanks, Christopher.
Yeah, it's not a problem. I think we can sum it all up with ice pick to the ear would be a pretty good analogy for how good the Preds' power play has been. So, yeah, there's your dissertation.
It's funny. Now you've got players talking about how frustrated they are.
They've got to be upset that they can't score on the power play. It's got to be frustrating. Craig Smith is a good guy that really shows his emotions real well. He's always been a really good quote for me. So for him to come out there and say that, I think that's progress. But you know what? To be honest with you, it's still words. Until they can get out there and consistently perform on the power play, it's just words.
For those that don't know, in terms of what Craig Smith said, he said, it's read and react, finding the two-on-ones, getting the shot, that's evident. But if you play like it's five-on-five, then two-on-ones will open up and you'll get a shot off. It's been frustrating. It's frustrating. Just to sit in the room and watch, it's frustrating. Probably for the fans to sit there and watch it, it's frustrating. I'm frustrated. It pisses me off. There's a lot of things we haven't changed in the last couple of years. It just wasn't working. We were making some adjustments. We're fixing things. That's all you can do. Move forward and look forward to the next opportunity because it's going to be the most important one. So for those that don't know, that's what Craig Smith had to say.
You know, I think when you listen to what Craig Smith said, and then when you go back throughout the season and you hear what the coaching staff and the players said, we're changing things up. Oh, yeah, we're changing things up. We've looked at some things. We're making some adjustments. And Craig Smith sits right there and says, we haven't changed anything in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty significant statement if you ask me.
So can they just call Housley and get him on a plane?
Yeah, I mean, he's not busy right now.
No, he's not busy, but I think, you know, I want to say there's some kind of rule or something like that. They can't do that.
Nick Saban would. He would immediately bring him back and make him some type of advisor or something. Quality control.
That'd be fantastic. I don't know. I just don't think it's possible. You know, maybe in the off season, who knows?
I'd get the LaViolette burner phone and just get him on there and practice conference.
I'm not worried about the off season. I'm worried about Saturday. Yeah. I mean, so all right, where is your? I know you picked the Preds to sweep, so that's done. But I picked them in five, so now they got to sweep the next four. What's your concern level going into game two?
Nah, it's not really that high. I mean, my biggest concern is special teams and execution. You know, when you look at this team, all season they've been this team that can show you they can play. They have the ability to play 60 minutes of hockey, but consistently performing at that level has been the problem. And, you know, special teams aside, I think all really Nashville has to do is come out each period with the same energy that they started the game with on Wednesday, and they're going to be fine. And they talked about it. They talked about it after the game on Wednesday. They said, you know, we didn't have the energy. You know, we took our foot off the gas, whatever, however you want to put it. They pretty much said it was our fault. And so that's what they need to correct. They need to come out there and play like this is the Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, if you lose this game, you're going to Dallas down 0-2 in a building where you've only won 14 games in 20 years. So, I mean, it's a really important game Saturday for them to get the split.
I don't even know how that lack of energy thing is possible. Like, I mean, that just drives – I know it drives everybody crazy to watch that first period and watch them go up 1-0, and I think everybody kind of agrees. Like, at that point, you're thinking, all right, got to get the next one. Got to get the next one. And then just to watch Dallas skate around them for the next 30 minutes was really frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at them in the first period and then how Dallas came out in the second and the third, I think it was a little too late when the Preds actually figured out, oh, we've got to finish playing this hockey game midway through the third period. So, you know, I've never been able to figure out where that on and off switch and how that works. But I think after what we saw on Wednesday, and the comments by the players and the coaching staff, they seem relaxed. They seem like, okay, listen, you know, it's not a big deal. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just need to get out there and play our game that we know how to play. I'm fairly confident they know what they need to do come tomorrow afternoon.
Well, everybody who was brought in at the trade deadline or around the trade deadline is brought in for a specific reason. And Granlund was the guy who was brought here to score. I would love to see more offensive production from him. I feel like he could be a complete wild card in these playoffs.
He, you know, to be honest with you, I'm surprised that we haven't seen more usage of him on the power play. I know they've put him out there, and they've given him situations to try and execute on the power play, but I think strategically the power play is just ineffective until they actually start producing movement, until they get the opposition moving their feet, until they can get the slot passes working. And Mikael Granlund is fantastic at slot passes. Yeah. A lot of people don't really realize that. And so what, I mean, he's got 21 power play points. Oh no, 21 points total. 40 playoff games. So Mikael Granlund has the experience at the playoff level. You know, it would just be nice to see him finally get on the board a couple times. It would be good to see Wayne Simmonds and Brian Boyle both kind of help screen the goaltender. Wayne Simmonds looked pretty good the other night. I thought he had a couple of really good chances. Brian Boyle had that crushing hit. I mean, yeah. Dickinson got hit by like almost like a 9-foot guy, you know. Yeah. It just seemed like it was just a massive crunching hit. So I mean, the acquisitions have the ability to perform. It's crunch time.
Yeah, time to go.
All right, so we all believe the Preds win on Saturday. We good with that?
I think so.
97% of the money being wagered right now is on the Predators. So I don't know if that makes you more nervous or less nervous, but
no, that tells you you're more correct.
Hey, thanks, Christopher. Appreciate you as always, my friend.
My pleasure, guys.